Good afternoon, contractors. Today is Thursday, April 9th. As many of you are aware by now, Governor Walz did release a new executive order last night extending the stay-at-home orders until Monday, May 4th. This new order has no major changes to the critical workers list. Construction is still considered essential work. Today's email has related and relevant documents included. The first is a link to the IRS website and information dealing with COVID-19 related tax credits for required paid leave. The link is a FAQs page that covers just about every scenario. Here is one section we found especially important. The DOL regulations explain the documentation of need for leave by saying that an employee must provide notice to their employer with the following signed statement containing the employee's name, the dates for which leave is requested, the coronavirus qualifying reason for leave, and a statement that the employee can't work or telework because of this reason. The DOL said an individual requesting expanded family and medical leave must provide the name of the child being cared for, the name of the school, place of care, or child care provider that closed or became unavailable due to coronavirus reasons, and a statement representing that no other suitable person is available to care for the child during the period of requested leave. The entirety of that language can be found in the first attached Word document. The second attachment to the email comes from Fellhaber Larson announcing relief plans for small businesses in St. Paul and Minneapolis. In St. Paul, the Bridge Fund program is allocating $2.25 million in city funding to provide grants of $7,500 to small St. Paul businesses. In Minneapolis, the GAP funding program is allocating $2.2 million in city funding for forgivable, no-interest loans to support small Minneapolis businesses and self-employed workers. More details can be found in the attached document. The third attachment comes from NECA National's General Counsel Jeff Fagan and is a guide to help contractors avoid liability, especially during COVID-19. Today, NECA staff listened in on a webinar hosted by Krause Anderson covering the topic of construction project impacts and risks. Attached are notes from the webinar for contractors to review. Finally, the last attachment is a survey result breakdown provided by the AGC you may find interesting. The survey focused on the impacts of the coronavirus on the construction industry. Thank you for tuning in this afternoon, everyone. Have a nice evening.